gaspingly. Is there such a word? I think there is. The Good Day program, 7 after the hour. Heather Bachman, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen on the air. Jennifer is in Hawaii for the week, working.
Whatever.
Nice. She said that last time. Did she go a couple of months ago?
You know,
some other track?
She went like 6 months ago to Hawaii for work. They
Great
do
place.
One of the cooking shows that they do.
Oh,
it's
that's right.
The wine and cooking show gets broadcast.
1 hour a day.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. Big deal. Big deal.
Well, I think they do this whole big week-long thing with listeners and
That's right. But
well,
on
we don't know. She could be suffering from like heat exhaustion and dehydration and things of that nature.
That's true.
That's her job. Let me see.
That may be what's going on with Roberta. Yeah.
Hawaii, she's getting ready. She's been to Hawaii once.
Traveling
Hawaii,
more than I am.
And now she's getting ready to go to Alaska on a cruise for work next week.
Hoo-ha. All right, so the...
I want that gig.
Let's get to an attitudinal adjustment. Mondays always seem to be distracting. So I would like to move you to the good side, if you will, the bright side of the road or of life, because you all realize everything depends on the way you look at things. If you view every problem you encounter as an opportunity, there will be a good side to the solution. The optimist seized upon the opportunity when there's a misfortune. The pessimist sees misfortune in every opportunity. The optimist sees the donut. The pessimist sees the hole, in other words. All right?
Right.
You can look for the donut or you can look for the hole. You can develop success from every failure. Discouragement and failure are two stepping stones to success. No other elements can do so much for you. If you're willing to study them and make them work for you, I guess I would put it in this way. My farm is located way off the road. There are no lights from cities. The sky is dark. And therefore, this is one of the few places around here you can actually see the stars.
Mm. They're gorgeous.
A dark sky allows you to see the stars. Don't know how else you could put it. Darkness always brings you into the light. So it's something to think about. All right? And why not? Thinking is what we don't often do enough of. And so here I am to get you to think about your job.
Some of us
job.
More than others.
I know, right. There's a new poll out.
Including me.
And I'd be interested in your input on this, 800-510-8255. It's a survey by the Society for Human Resources, and they have found that employees rank job security as the biggest key to job satisfaction. Let me repeat that. They say the biggest key to being satisfied at work is knowing that you're going to have a job
the next day.
Come on.
Oh, wow.
I kind of like knowing that.
The staffers polled all say the things like compensation, feeling safe in the workplace, communication between employees and senior management, and opportunities to use skills and abilities are important. But overall, 49% say they are satisfied with their jobs, and that's because they feel secure in them, i.e., tomorrow they'll have a place to go. It's not, pay is in there, but it certainly is not, and healthcare isn't, it's being able to just simple.
Stability.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's simple, simple, simple stuff. So I thought that was an interesting heads up. The suit that Apple has, I was doing a little research on this, Richie.
Yes.
Apple sued Samsung and was awarded $1 billion because Samsung.
Or as Dr. Evil would say, $1 billion.
Okay, but I didn't realize until I dug around. Guess who the number one supplier of parts is for the Apple?
Oh, China.
No.
Oh, Samsung.
Samsung.
Really?
So their biggest supplier, to whom they give $4 or $5 billion a year in work, is somebody they just sued. And they're going to get $1 billion out of them. And so the people at Samsung are running around trying to figure out how this works. Apple says, don't worry, we need your parts. We'll still do business with you. So why did they have to go to court to figure this out? Why didn't they?
No,
they have the leverage on them. It is?
This is easy.
Oh,
this is just like the United States' relationship with China. The United States needs China and its slave labor to create all of their products and goods. Therefore, China, the manufacturer of all of our products and goods for all of our companies, has access to the design of all of our products and goods and steals them and then rips off our patents and starts making their own products and stuff and stealing our patents. It's the same thing. Samsung is a Japanese company. We are creating the products for Apple. Therefore, we have the access to the design of the technology. We're going to steal it and put it on our own products. Apple says, not so fast. We're hip to that. We're going to sue you for $1 billion. They win. But Apple, they can't bite their nose off despite their face. They still need to manufacture another their
So why wouldn't
parts.
They have... I don't understand why they just wouldn't have gone to them and said, look, you guys are using our the basic technology. You can't do that. It doesn't work. I mean, I would think that the appeal would be, okay, we're using a lot of the things that are in the Apple because we made them.
Right.
They're not going to reinvent the wheel. They're going to use the same stuff they developed for Apple.
And they don't have the permission to use them.
Well, if they make them. Apple developed them, so if Samsung...
But under Apple's permission. Apple hires them to make the product or to make the parts.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean that they can then use that technology in their own company's
Samsung's
devices.
Component sales could hit $13 billion next year. The company will make $2 billion in profit, and most of it is because of the new Apple, what is it called, 5?
Just the new Apple.
5 is coming out.
New Apple.
Mm-hmm. OS 6, the operating system will be number 6, and the iPhone will be 5.
Yeah.
But this is how Apple has become the most valuable company on the planet, is because of their patents. Steve Jobs figured out a long, long time ago that the money is in the patent and owning the patent. And that's how they've
made
so much
money. They don't want to have that violated. All right, that's pretty interesting news. 800-510-8255. Earlier on, we were talking in the television report about the fact that this new show called The New Normal will be banned in, I said, Utah. Ron wants to fix that because that's incorrect. All right, Ron, so what is...
Good morning.
How are you doing?
Good.
Good.
You had mentioned the Utah was not going to show it, and it's actually the Bonneville Broadcasting, which is owned by the LDS Church.
Right.
They do the thinking for us, and they don't think it's something we should see.
Mm-hmm.
So it's actually...
You're not a Mormon, I'm taking it.
No.
Okay. So how is it, how easy is it for someone who's not a Mormon to feel comfortable and welcome in Utah?
You just say you are. you go along to get along.
Really? How long have you lived in Utah?
60-some years.
So most of your life?
All of my life.
All of your life. Yep. And so is it, people who don't live, I've been in Utah a number of times.
Uh-huh.
I've been all over, but I've been to enough of the big cities, to know that you do feel it. You feel it.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely, and from the state legislature on down.
You just wonder how this group got to be as big and powerful and how they all ended up in Utah. I mean, I know that's because Brigham Young went and Smith, well, Smith was dead before, long before everybody went to Utah, right?
Right. Mm. And it's debatable whether or not Brigham Young, when he came over the mountain, said, this is the place, or this is the place.
All right, this is the place? Hi, Ron. Thank you for straightening that out. Yeah, I guess before you leave, you voting for Mitt Romney?
I don't think so.
No, because he's a Mormon, or why would you
know? No, I don't think that has any bearing on it. I just don't think we're going to see any change.
Yeah, so you're not going to vote for anybody?
Gary Johnson.
Gary Johnson. Okay, well, that's something I'm certainly considering, but I don't want to. I'm considering it, but not much because I just think we got to have a change. But I would otherwise probably have voted for Gary or his ilk. Who is the guy I voted for twice, Richie? We had on the program a lot. Who is the libertarian? I can't remember. I can see him, but I can't remember his name.
Yeah, I can see his name in there, too.
I wrote an interesting book. All right, anyway, Ron, we're happy to call. Thank you, and you as well. 18 past the hour on Good Day.
Running a facility, chances are managing inventory isn't your favorite part of the day. Stocking and tracking, ordering and organizing, all necessary evils eating up your time. That's why Grainger's KeepStock services help you manage your inventory more efficiently, from basic labeling and scanning to secure dispensing machines, putting you in total control, often allowing you to buy less, making things seem, well, not so evil anymore. Contact your Grainger representative or visit Grainger.com/KeepStock today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Now let's throw it over to Maria Frazier for a check on weather on the 10s.
Thanks, Nick. The Labor Day week is going to be a beauty with nothing but sunshine and appliance savings across the area, including deals on refrigerators, washers, and dryers.
Deals on the top 10 appliance brands don't show up just anywhere. Head to the Sears Labor Day event now and get up to 30% off appliances, plus save an extra 5% with your Sears card.
So keep that umbrella handy. It will be raining savings.
This is the top 10 advantage. This is Sears. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer valid 8/26/96.
Here's an email Walmart got the other day.
Dear Walmart, I was introduced to Projects Made Simple. I was blown away. They come with simple steps and tools you need. My favorite project is painting, but I hadn't considered painting our front door. The video helped me gather everything I would need. Walmart offers a great selection of paint, a mecca for everything DIY. Regards, Amanda Powell, Orlando.
FYI, DIY means do it yourself. And you can too with everything you need to paint your front door, like Litton 2-in-1 paint and primer and Scotch Blue painter's tape. See for yourself, only at Walmart.
Feel like you've tried everything for your sore joints? Time to move on to something more effective at improving your joint health. New Schiff Move Free Ultra. More effective than two regular glucosamine and chondroitin tablets. Just one little pill. Why? Because of the breakthrough 2-in-1 formula with hyaluronic acid plus type 2 collagen, which activates your own immune system and helps repair joint cartilage. Believe it. Was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Move on to something more effective. Move on to Move Free Ultra.
Almost done with the hors d'oeuvres. Soufflés are ready. Hey, Flo, how are those cupcakes coming?
Putting sprinkles on the last one now?
Great. Hey, I thought we had another tray of the red velvet. Have you seen it?
Me? What? Why would you? There's frosting on my face, isn't there?
Yep.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
You need to buy something, but you don't want to make a mistake. So what do? Scour the web? Collect sales circulars? Ask your brother-in-law? How about this? When it comes to car insurance, Geico has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. I repeat, 97%. So make it simple. Just ask a friend who has Geico. Then click or call. You could make it 98%.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The announcement over the weekend from the world of baseball, the Dodgers have hired Vin Scully for his 60th season.
Yeah, that's awesome.
As a broadcaster for the Dodgers.
For next year.
60 for the next, for 2013.
Wow. There's longevity.
It's stupefying.
How amazing. That kind of job security.
Oh, my God. The guy's, what, 83, 84 years old?
Yeah.
And he still sounds terrific. Vin Scully, congratulations. Member of the base. Actually, he is baseball's all-time best broadcaster, according to the folks at, where is it, NBC? I think it is. Anyway, 21 after.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's UTOPIA Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
Monday, the 27th, Daryl Dragon was born on this date, 1942. Grammy Award-winning musician, songwriter, writer. His wife is Tony Tennille, the captain, and Tennille, Love Will Keep Us Together, Muskrat Love,
Beach Boy for a minute.
Shop Around. What?
I think he was a Beach Boy for a minute or
he
two.
He was. Yeah, he did work with the
for
Beach
like
Boys.
For like five, right?
Yeah, exactly. All right, to actress Tuesday Weld, born this date, 1943. Heaven, who remembers her? Jeff Cook, who is a guitar player for Alabama. Born this date, 1949. 63 today. I was like the second. Guilty. Love in the first degree. We have Alex Lifeson, guitarist for Rush. That would be the next song.
You're going to skip Peter's Playhouse?
I am, yes. Yeah. Are you playing it anyway?
No, this is absolutely Rush. One of the best rock bands of all time.
It is. I was just going to mention it was Paul Rubin's birthday. I was going to play the theme from Peter's Playhouse.
Let's just do it.
Just as annoying as he is.
We're going to go from Captain and Tennille to Rush to Pee Wee's Playhouse to the Sex Pistols.
Glenn Matlock, guitarist for the Sex Pistols, 56. By the way, Pee Wee Herman, or Paul Rubens, is 60 today. How do you get the name Pee Wee Herman? Anybody know?
He created the character.
Yeah, but I know where the name come from, though.
I'm not sure where he came up with the name.
All right, maybe that's enough. Matlock, born this date, 1956. So he's 56. Let's see here. Yolanda Williams' birthday is today. She's 51.
Or Yolanda Adams.
What'd I say?
Williams.
That shows you how well I never heard of her before.
I don't know who she is, but
all right,
like
so let's keep going. Chandra Wilson. Dr. Bailey?
Yeah, I went on to No Doubt there.
All right. You went to Tony Cannell, guitarist for No Doubt 42 today.
And I think the husband.
Right. River Cannell?
What's her face? I think she's married to the guitar player.
This Tony Cannell is?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. 42 today. Sarah Chalk, born in the state 1976. Elliot and Scrubs. All right, so now we have Sarah Newfield, another Sarah. The violinist with Arcade Fire, 33 today.
I like them a lot, actually.
You know, I don't get this band.
Arcade Fire, actually, if you research, they have a whole series of songs, or four of them, I believe, called The Neighborhoods. And they're all distinctly different, and it's really interesting to listen to the comparison of them.
I saw them at Jazz Fest, and I didn't get it. I don't know why.
I don't get it either. So let's move on.
All right. Jackson, who's...
No, we're done. We've had enough of this.
He's Mario.
Yeah, but this birthday thing. Mario. He's a, he was an, yeah, an R&B vocalist, young, like, you know, guy.
Good voice.
Yeah, this is a good hit, actually.
The story today of Elise Alexander lived on L.A. Skid Row for 12 years and now is a comedian. Is it very interesting. It works with the comic relief. And then it, how people can get into a place. And apparently he used to practice his routine with all the rest of the homeless people. So,
hey, man.
Story.
It just takes one day for you to go, no more.
Yeah.
I'm going to change.
Yep, exactly. And that holds true for all kinds of things. Pretty much every aspect of life that you don't like, you can change it.
Yep.
28 past the hour on Good Day.
Almost done with the hors d'oeuvres. Souffles are ready. Hey, Flo, how are those cupcakes coming?
Putting sprinkles on the last one now?
Great. Hey, I thought we had another tray of the red velvet. Have you seen it?
Me? What? Why would you... There's frosting on my face, isn't there?
Yep.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Fall is coming up fast, and Levi's Jeans and Macy's have the stuff guys need to get their style right. Like the 501 Original, the timeless five-pocket style button-fly jean that started it all, starting at just $44.99. Plus the 514 Slim Straight in all-new Super Soft Slub 12 for just $39.99. But these aren't the prices you'll find every day. They're for a limited time only at Macy's. So drop in or log in today at Macy's and Macy's.com.
With over 900,000 products and 31 diverse product categories, Grainger is basically an anything you need supply buffet. We've got everything from safety and electrical products to hardware, hand tools, and more. So you can efficiently purchase exactly what you need from one source, saving time and trouble. And just to be sure, the buffet thing was a metaphor. Please don't eat the stuff. Buy your supply smarter. Just call, click Grainger.com, or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Join the biggest names in music, film, and television, and the millions who are standing up to cancer. This is the moment. This is the movement. Stand up with us. Tune in September 7th at 8 Eastern, 7 Central on ABC, CBS, Fox, and NBC. Check your local listings for cable providers. Stand up to cancer.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all-natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com. HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Time is 33 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Heather Bachman and Rich McFadden on the Good Day program. And you, so many of you who love to express yourself, and I'm happy to have you send along email to Doug@DougSteffen.com. Follow us on the various social media. As a matter of fact, Heather had been following the question that we asked today on Facebook, which is really something to think about, right?
Oh, yeah. We have posted, should doctors have the choice to refuse treating patients due to obesity? Melissa first said, absolutely not. Susan, remember the Hippocratic Oath? Like, duh. Cindy Lee says, no.
The Hippocratic Oath says, first do no harm.
Exactly.
And that has nothing to do with whether you decide.
Do nothing at all?
Yeah.
Well, now it's more like do no harm, especially to myself.
Right.
Exactly. Especially to my bank account. Right.
Or my insurance policy.
Ken Mullins says, is this a real question? Davinia says, no, they don't have a right to do that. Yvonne says, no.
Tracy. What does it mean? Is this a real question? Yeah, of course it's a real question.
Sounds like he thinks it's... quite absurd.
Well, yeah, exactly. How can that be? There are people, for the benefit of those who didn't hear this question or the conversation earlier, we are asking for your comments on the Facebook site because there are doctors who are refusing to treat patients who smoke, who are overweight. There are other things, apparently, that are a part of this as well, but in general, these are the two biggest categories. Doctors just saying now, I'm not treating you.
Tracy Phillips has a very good point. She said, isn't this some of the people that need care the most?
Mm-hmm.
Of course, they shouldn't be doing that. Debbie Patterson agrees, no, a big no to that. John, only if they have the choice to refuse to treat other people, different patients with other conditions, which it sounds like they're doing with diabetes and whatnot. John chimes in, John Walczak chimes in with, only the very most selfish doctors would do this. They aren't concerned with their patients' well-being, only their profit.
Again, I'd take us back to when my son was born, and the OBGYN had to have us pay an extra $21 per visit to cover their legal costs for all the lawyers, because especially when you're having children, all of the lawsuits that can pop up if something goes wrong. So what mm-hmm. they're saying is, listen, you people are a health risk already, and I'm just asking to be sued, and if I get one more lawsuit, I'm going to lose my coverage and have to close my practice. And that's the way it works.
You know, kind of interesting, our last comment on there at the moment, Kevin says, wouldn't refusing to treat a patient be considered malpractice? So I thought that was pretty interesting. We also have a lovely tribute to Neil Armstrong. A goodbye to him. Farewell, rest in peace.
By the way, he passed away at the age of 82, complications of heart surgery that he had in, I think, Cincinnati a month or so ago, or earlier, even it may have been springtime. But most people caught off guard who were his friends. I was listening to an interview with actually two or three different people. I think John Glenn was the one that had the most to say about Armstrong. What is there to say? This guy was the voice, the first voice to come back from the moon, and a man who's just such an important part of American history. What a shame. He's only 80. 82 is not young. I mean, not old in my book. As I guess we get all closer to it, and we think it's just around the corner, in a sense. And by the way, no matter how old you are, the way time flies, it's just around the corner for everybody. It really is amazing when you think about how we are at the end of August already. This is the last week in August. The summer, the year, the time in our lives is going.
When my daughter asked me about 2 weeks ago, what should I be for Halloween? And I was like, well, we still have a long... Oh, wait a minute. No, we don't.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Here's an email from a person named Juvenal Henrique. Hi, Doug. I'm a Brazilian, and I'm in Brazil now listening to you. I'm in the hospital. Send me a big hug, please.
Aw.
All right, and most of this is in Spanish, but I think it's interesting, again, to sort of keep track of where people are listening and what they're listening to. So this guy's listening on the Internet in a hospital in Brazil and is recovering from...
Tu eres especial en mi vida.
Really?
Yes.
Good for you. Congratulations.
That is for him.
Thank you. And he thanks you as well. Here's Aaron, who writes, good morning, Doug. I have a couple of anecdotes I think you ought to appreciate. I'm the youngest of five, and from the time, from the time words first started coming out of my mouth, I would sing. We had a Volkswagen bus. I would ride in the very back, the part over the engine, and sing and sing. Man, what a visualization that is. All of us, even if you didn't have a Volkswagen bus, anybody who was around during the 60s, there's still a few of them around now.
I see them at the car shows when I go.
All the Volkswagen buses and Volkswagens, and even the ones that are built today, had their engine in the back. The Karmann Ghia. Remember that?
Yep.
The floors are rusted out.
Yeah. Engines fall out.
Driving like Fred Flintstone.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep. Anyway, my siblings, this is Aaron writing, my siblings would whine to my mom saying, make her stop, mommy. My mother would tell them to leave me alone because I was happy. Also, I know you're a fan of NCIS and could appreciate this. A while back, I was singing a reply to something my mother said, and she said, you're just like Tony, I don't understand this. Anyway, pretty funny. Yeah, Aaron, thank you. I thought I did understand the first time. I actually did read that, Richie, before I went through it, and I thought I understood it. Tony, what's the name of the guy on MCIS? On NCIS, it's Tony.
Tony,
but what's his last name?
Oh, goodness.
It's always getting slapped in the head.
In the head.
It's an Italian name.
Oh.
Danuzzo.
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 Okay. Here's a Gene Moreau, who is a longtime listener. Very disappointed. I can only hear you now on the weekends. Oh, really? WERC 960. Want to check that out? Doesn't like all the partisanship, the lefties, the righties. That's not what America's all about. And so she wants us to know that she wants us to be brought back because doesn't like all the political talk. Hey, listen, this time of year, in an election year like this, you're going to have all of this stuff. Very difficult for me doing a nonpartisan, non-political show to stay away from it, especially when I look at things like the Obama movie that came out this weekend that a lot of the partisans are yakking about. Hey, here's a listener named Dudley Abbott.
Hey, Dudley.
Hey, Dudley. I enjoy your show. Hi, Dudley. He's warning me about emails that are coming. He says, don't do anything that comes from eBay. Didn't somebody else warn us about that? There are a lot of emails. There's a spam or there's a spoof or there's a
Trojan and all kinds of stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
Anyway, he's up in Soldotna, Alaska, Richie.
I'd love to see that place. Right.
Yeah,
I'd love to go there.
Here's Francie Jacobson. Do you mind if I acknowledge some of our friends?
No, yeah. Listening?
Why not? Let's see here. Tell Richie, your critic, that a neat desk is a sign of a sick mind. Were we talking about, were you making fun of my desk again?
Yeah, I always make fun of your desk and how sloppy it is. But, to your credit, you know exactly where everything is.
Listen to you on KOZE 950 Lewiston, Idaho. Richie gives you a bad time, and I don't like it.
No.
I like your information about food. Isn't it interesting, the things that people find to take away from a program like this? They like the discussion. Like I was talking about Phil Lemper, the supermarket guru, and his focus on beans. So people like that will go right to DougStefan.com, and they'll look for supermarket guru, and they'll take something that they find important away. Here's a man named Travis Thompson writing about foreign oil and how we're getting screwed around. Suppose there was only one finite non-renewable food supply in the world, which we eat as much of our own, would we eat as much of our own food as possible and then when our food supply is exhausted, try to buy food in the world marketplace, or would we buy as much food from the world as we could and conserve our own food? That's pretty interesting, isn't it?
It's kind of what we do with oil.
With oil. That's why he's making the point.
Yeah.
We ought to explore and identify all of our domestic oil supplies, but cap the wells for future or emergency use. Buy as much foreign oil as possible and develop all those economies who will do business with us. And then when they run out of oil, we still got plenty of our own. That's, I don't think I ever thought about that before. That,
yes, you have.
I have?
Roberta actually brought that point up a few months ago and said, because we were wondering why we don't just drill,
right.
Drill, baby, drill.
Yeah.
And Roberta was like, how about this? Maybe we use up all their oil and they don't have any left. And because my point is always, we give money to the people who want to attack us by buying their oil from them.
Yeah.
But at some point, they're going to go dry. And what other resources do they have?
None.
Zippo.
Rocks.
Nothing.
Richie loves it.
Chucking
they run out of oil to be chucking rock.
So, I mean, they got nothing. So maybe 100 years ago, our forefathers were smart and said, you know what? Let's use everybody else's first.
Mm-hmm. Here's a fellow named George Sheridan. Who said he heard me sermonizing. Really? Do I sermonize?
Rarely.
Huh? On how wrong it is to label people with names. And then I heard you a couple of weeks later accuse someone of being something, and it wasn't nice. Have you ever heard of practicing what you preach? And there's an expletive after that. Okay, George.
Point taken. Yeah,
I'm right. Sure. Yeah. Well, it is. I mean, none of us are perfect. We all say one thing sometimes and do something else. Here's SJ in Atlanta who says, you just told the listener that she encapsulated the philosophy of your show when she said that we ought to be respectful to those who have opposing opinions. You said you found it distressful when people bash each other. How then can you defend your stereotyping of gay people, huh?
Hmm.
See, listening to the same program? Every time you say the word gay, there's a tone of disgust in your voice.
Hmm. Really? I've never noticed
was
that.
I was talking about a hairdresser who's gray. Would you have made such a derogatory remark about blacks or women? It's one thing when folks disagree on the issues, but you allowed Richie to express his disgust when an entire group of people an entire group of people. He thinks that you're the problem, Richie.
What I do now.
If you claim to be fair, you need to check your homophobia at the station door. There you go.
Richie did it.
Jim Johnson. This is really amazing that people are this interested and listening to the program. I listen to you every morning. I like the show and all the people you have on it. You people cover issues, discuss events of the day, and do it all with humor. Without humor, life would be depressing as hell.
Wow. You got that, did he just call us you people?
In there. You people.
It's all right. He's laughing all the way to the funny farm. That's fine with me.
Well, we used to laugh at it going all the way to the bank. We can't do that anymore. At least for now. We'll fix that, though. Let's see here. Here is Steve Harris, who has a market and a deli in Brownwood, Texas. This is the program. Likes that. Let's see here. Wants to offer me a cup of coffee. Thank you, but I don't drink it, but I appreciate that.
Yeah, some tea.
Tea, yeah, exactly. Send some tea along. Mm. All right, let's see here. A lot of notes from people who describe it. This is the era of political craziness. And a lot of people, here's a Richard Pennelly, who wants to have a discussion, wants to, he loves the show, keeps up saying, like a lot of other people, keep up the great work. He says, I won a prize, and I wondered whether it got lost.
Never heard that before.
Yeah, right, exactly. It's one of our things here. All right, well, thank you anyway for all of your input. Please continue to message us either the old-fashioned way, Doug at, goodday.com. Oh, no, well, hello. Well, you can find us going to Good Day. Doug at DougStefan.com. I look at Twitter and see it's at Good Day Show.
At Good
and
Day
Facebook
Show.
Is /Good Day Show.
Slash, right.
So all kinds of ways of connecting. 13 before the hour on Good Day.
Here's an email Walmart got the other day.
Dear Walmart, I was introduced to Projects Made Simple. I was blown away. They come with simple steps and tools you need. My favorite project is painting, but I hadn't considered painting our front door. The video helped me gather everything I would need. Walmart offers a great selection of paint. A mecca for everything DIY. Regards, Amanda Powell, Orlando.
FYI, DIY means do-it-yourself. And you can, too, with everything you need to paint your front door, like Litton 2-in-1 Paint and Primer and Scotch Blue Painter's Tape. See for yourself, only at Walmart.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff. As Americans, we feel a great sense of pride and respect for the men and women who've served to protect our freedom. It's so important that we each do what we can to support our veterans once they return home. The Purple Heart Service Foundation provides many services and programs, not just veterans that have received the Purple Heart Medal, but all veterans. Some of their programs include processing veterans' claims for compensation, educational programs, job training, and medical care. They also assist in identifying and helping homeless veterans. If you have a car you no longer need, donating your vehicle to the Purple Heart Service Foundation will help to provide funding for their many exceptional veterans programs. All donations, whether it's cash or a car, are 100% tax deductible. For more information on how to donate a vehicle, call them today at 877-743-1631. That number again is 877-743-1631. For cash or credit card contributions, go to mophsf.org. That's mophsf.org.
Save more of your money when you stay at America's Best Value Inn and spend more of your time doing the things you love. With over 1,000 hotels in North America, we've got you covered with free internet, continental breakfast, and hundreds of instant rewards with our value clubs. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com. With value right in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Problem department. The post office department produced 1 billion Simpsons 44-cent stamps.
Wow.
Only sold 318 million of them, so now they have 682 million stamps that are unlikely to sell since they now need a 1 cent extra stamp for first class that's now 45 cents. Right?
Oh!
So they spent $1 million in printing costs for stamps that nobody's going to buy. There's good management for you. 51 after. Duh, that's right. Duh.
Duh!
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
The man who can sing when he hasn't got a thing, he's a king of the whole wide world.
It was that Elvis movie on Showtime over the weekend.
Oh, yeah?
I saw a little bit of that. Elvis is everywhere, and that's a good thing. As we get started with movie moments, movie music, King of the Whole Wide World by Mr. Presley from Kid Galahad, which was the number one movie during this week in 1962, and this song was okay. Didn't make it to number one. Crack it up for a second, Richie. King of the Whole Wide World. Elvis liked it in Vegas, I think, for a number of different reasons. His lifestyle was sleeping all day and being up all night,
right?
And you can pretty easily do that in Las Vegas. Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here to review big hits, the hits and misses at the box office over the weekend, his report on the top five movies, and other items of interest in the movie news column coming up in a moment. First, though, our contest for today. This was the number one movie during this week in 1998. I believe, 1998, to go back to that era, and we'll play three different outtakes, if you will, outtakes from the movie. You're asked to listen carefully. If you can identify the movie, you'll win a swell prize. If you call us in our first in the queue at 800-510-8255. So, Richie, will you please grace us with the first plug?
I'm a member of the Why Bother generation myself.
Got it.
Really?
Yes.
See, I don't know this movie at all. Chuck, you got it?
Movies of all time.
No.
It's one of the what movies?
One of my favorite movies of all time, and this, there's no way this is 98.
Oh, I'm looking at this. Maybe 1990? I can't read this.
Yeah, let me go check. I'll go check.
All right, meanwhile, you'll play the next cut, will you please?
Your job, your purpose is to get accepted. Get your girlfriend to think of something great to do for the rest of your life.
I think it's 1990. Is that Dreyfus?
No.
Play that cut again.
I'll give you the hint. Here, let me just play the last cut. And
all right, go ahead.
You ever get the feeling that everything in America is completely f***ed up?
Yeah, I do. I have that feeling every day, sir.
This guy right now is doing, what commercial is he doing for us? The one about the cars. What's the, car company, the used car company?
Auto Care, Auto Nation.
Shoot. Anyway, he's a big movie actor. He's doing car commercials now, and he's had five television shows in the past 7 or 8 years, all last about
Christian
a year or
Slater.
Two. Yes.
Okay. 800, I don't remember.
Okay.
But I remember this movie. You got it, Chuck, or not?
I have a strong guess now.
And Heather, do you know the movie?
I might.
800-510-8255. More important, did you know the movie? If you do and you want a swell prize, never won before Movie Moments, help yourself right now to 800-510-8255 while Chucker gives us the box office totals from the weekend.
All right, Doug. Sort of a slow weekend at the box office. The Expendables 2 held the top spot for the second straight weekend, $13.5 million, $52.3 million in 2 weeks of release. It's trailing the original Expendables by about $15 million.
What does it cost him to make a movie like that?
$100 million, so it's got to do pretty decent overseas.
You know it'll do well. You know it'll do well overseas.
I hope so. I gotta say this: I went to see it Saturday night, and I was very, very satisfied with the film. I had a great time watching it. I thought what made it really good for me is that Jean-Claude Van Damme was terrific, and I mean terrific as the movie villain. It was fun to see. It was fun to see Chuck Norris in the movie, although he has about 10 minutes of screen time. But for any other actor, that'd be about 2 hours. Arnold Schwarzenegger was fun, so was Bruce Willis, but when I watched Stallone, this fight sequence at the end with Van Damme, I couldn't help but think, this guy's an icon. I know he's an action hero, a lot of people downplay that, but as much as De Niro, Pacino are legends in the business, I think Stallone is a legend in this genre, and he deserves recognition. The stuff he's doing at 65, I think, is absolutely amazing. Number two, Born Legacy, 9.3, $85 million in 2 weeks of release. The animated film Paranorman, 8.5, $28 million, 2 weeks a week. The campaign with Will Ferrell's done fairly well, 7.4, place four, $64 million. And The Dark Knight Rises round out the top five. I did get to see Premium Rush, the Bicycle Messenger movie, just did the 6.7, came in seventh.
What's
I liked
about?
It. It's a 90-minute time killer.
What is it?
It's about a bike messenger who's being chased by this bad guy, and it's a lot of bicycle stunts throughout the film. That's all it tries to do. It just tries to entertain. It's not telling a message story, but it's different. It's interesting, and it was like watching a film from the 80s. It stars Joseph Gordon-Levitt, who's in the new Batman movie. I'm a big fan of his, and it's not great, but I did enjoy watching it. So,
yeah, he's everywhere
now. Did not do well.
All right, let's see if we can find out what the name of this movie is. Remember, this was the number one movie during this week in 1990. You confirmed that, Richie, right?
I did not. No.
George in Alaska, what do you think the movie is?
Stakeout.
Stakeout. Why do you think it's Stakeout?
I just sounded like it was Mr. Sheen there, so I...
No, that's no, it's yes. Christian Slater. Pump Up the Volume is the movie.
Great.
Yeah, okay, there you go. All right, sir, thanks.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.